Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be Challenge of the Yukon. Original air date is November 13th, 1945, and the title is The Irish Wolfhound. Hope you guys enjoy.
A challenge of the Yukon.
On King! On you, Husky!
The Wonder Dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, pieces the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserve law and order in the new Northwest country, with a greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his Wonder Dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted stood with Jim Peters watching the passengers disembark from the riverboat Bonanza Bell. Beside him was his big lead dog King. Suddenly, the hair on King's back rose, and a low growl rumbled in his throat as a young couple came down the gangplank, leading the biggest dog anyone on the dock had ever seen. He was almost as big as a Shetland pony. His coat was a shaggy gray, and he carried his huge head regally, as if proud of the royal blood in his veins. Jim Peters finally got his breath.
Holy jumping Jehoshaphat! Will you look at that animal? What is it?
That's the biggest dog I've ever seen in my life. Quiet, King. If you're as smart as I think you are, you'll make friends with that fella.
Well, Sergeant, look at the jaws on him. One snap and he could bite a man's head off. What is he, an Airedale crossed with an elephant?
Well, Jim, I believe he's an Irish wolfhound. I've heard of them. It's the first one I've ever seen.
Well, come on, let's get a closer look at him.
Hold tight to his leash, Mary. That Marty has a big dog, too.
Oh, Dara Wolfnickel.
Welcome to Whitehorse. I'm Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted.
How do you do? I'm Tom Carney, and this is my wife.
How do you do?
We just arrived from Ireland. We'll be wanting some information if you don't mind helping us.
Well, that's part of my job. This is Jim Peters.
How do you do, ma'am?
Steady, King.
Oh, let them make friends if they will. Oh, you're a brave dog there, Sergeant. Poor Tara can seldom make friends with any. Most of them take one look at him and run with their tails drooping. And Tara is gentle as a summer breeze and has never killed more than a flea.
Look at him. Walking around stiff-legged.
Careful there, King.
Now, see? Their tails are beginning to wag.
I knew King had good sense.
Oh, two grand animals they are. Each appreciating how fine the other is.
Your dog's an Irish wolfhound, isn't he?
That he is. And one of the few purebred ones left. They're rare now, even in Ireland. Our ancestors killed most of the wolves in the land.
Are you planning to stay in Whitehorse?
For a bit.
Well, the town is pack-jammed. There ain't an inch of room in the hotel.
Oh, mercy on us. Shall we be sleeping out in the snow, do you think?
I know what you can do. I'm taking a trip for a couple of days. Take my cabin till you find something.
Sure, and that's mighty nice of you.
Oh, shucks, say nothing.
I have my dog sled back here. I'll get it. We'll take you right over to Pete's.
Sergeant Preston had arrived to say goodbye to Tom and Mary the evening before they left for the North. Mary smiled as she watched King and Tara greet each other.
Oh, sure, and it tickles me to watch these dogs when they meet, trying to be dignified in spite of their pleasure at seeing each other.
I think we'd better put them out, Mary. They're rather large for this place.
Good idea. They take up all the room. Come, you and King, outside for a while. Out now. Out you go.
Looks as if you're all ready for your trip, Tom.
It's what we wanted to talk to you about, Sergeant. You've been very kind, helping us and asking no questions. Mary and I have decided to tell you our secret. You've probably been wondering why we came to this country.
Well, most people come for one reason, gold.
That's why we came. My grandfather took gold out of this land, but he was old and left his claim to come back to Ireland to die. He divided his wealth, and because I was the youngest and like adventure, he left the claim to me. I have the map here to show where it is.
Oh.
They tell me you know this country like the palm of your hand. Tell me, would this spot be hard to find?
Let's see. I wonder how your grandfather ever found this. It's in a very isolated section.
Do you think we could locate it?
It won't be easy, Tom. I'd feel better about it if you'd had more experience in this country.
Oh, don't worry about us, Sergeant. Tom and I have trailed all over the roughest spots of Ireland.
But this is far north. The cold up there will be terrific a week or so. I'm going north in about 3 weeks, if you'll wait.
I'm afraid we'd slow you down. Mary and I will take it in easy stages. You may even catch up with us.
Well, it's up to you, Tom. Here's what I'd suggest you do.
Two weeks of steady traveling carried Tom and Mary far north. Tara ran free after proving too big and too fast for the rest of the dog team. Then suddenly the terrible winter of the Yukon struck. It was heralded by a blizzard.
Mary, we're going to have to stop. I'm afraid we've lost the trail.
Oh, but there's no shelter, Tom. No trees.
There's no way of finding any. I don't know north from south. Ho, you dogs. We'll wait till this blizzard is over. Best thing to do is get into our sleeping bags and pray that by morning the storm is over and we're still alive.
I'll help unload.
Stay close to Mary, Tara, and shelter her from the wind. I won't unharness the dogs, Mary.
Tom, wake up, wake up.
Yes. Yes, my darling. Are you all right?
I'm all right, but Tom, the sled is gone. The dogs have run away.
Gone? They can't be. Oh, Mary.
They went off while we slept.
Oh. At least the wind has stopped. If only it would stop snowing, this blinding whiteness, like a thick veil.
Tara could help you find them. Oh, Tom, you must go at once. All our supplies are on that sled.
But I can't leave you alone. I may not be able to find you.
Oh, Tara will bring you back to me. I'll be all right.
Oh, very well. I'll leave the rifle with you, the cartridges I have in my pocket. They're all I have. The rest are in the sled.
Oh, don't worry about me, darling. Go now. And the saints be with you.
The hours dragged by, with no sign of Tom. The snow had stopped, and the sun was reflected from the white ground with a blinding glare. Suddenly, a gray shape that Mary thought was Tara appeared for a moment at the top of a slope.
Tara! Tara! Well, now that's queer. I was sure. Tara! Oh, this horrible glare, I can't see. Glory be to heaven. That's the cry of a wolf. There he is! Oh, Mother of Heaven. Let my aim be straight.
Mary!
Oh, thanks be to God, it's Tom! Tom! Tom, hurry! But Tom, where are the dogs? Tara pulling the sled. And you? Well, Tom, what's wrong?
Mary, I can't see. I couldn't find my goggles when the sun came out.
Oh.
I couldn't find them. That blinding glare, it's done something to my eyes.
It's snow blind you are. Oh, Tom, my darling.
The dogs had upset the sled and chewed themselves loose. They were gone and our supplies were scattered, buried in snow. I searched for them for hours in that blinding light. That's what happened to my eyes. I brought some wood and found our axe. Tara led me back to you. And I heard the shot.
Sit down in the sled, my dear. I'll put a scarf over your eyes.
Let Tara loose from the harness.
Oh, all right. Let me undo that strap, fella.
Mary, why did you shoot?
Why, I... Oh, sure, and I just imagined I saw something on the slope. Oh, here now, let me bind this around your eyes.
What's that? Sounded like a wolf calling to its mate.
Oh, Tara, come back! Tommy's gone after it. Oh, no!
Mary, we must let him go. That wolf will draw a pack if he stays alive. Tara's our only hope.
Oh, heaven help the brave-hearted him.
Can you see him, Mary? Tell me.
Oh, Tara's gone over the top of the slope. There's the wolf. It's running across the plain. And now Tara's... Oh, Tara, they're fighting.
It won't last long, Mary. All the blood of Tara's ancestors is boiling in his veins. This is what he was born and bred for. Tara's coming to his home.
Oh, didn't last long, Tom. Tara's coming back.
A feeling of wild exultation burned in the breast of Tara the Wolfhound. Through all the years of gentle living, there had been a feeling deep inside him, a power that cried for expression. Now he knew what it was he had craved, the chase and the kill. Dawn found him pacing back and forth, a deep whine in his throat.
What is it, boy? Go on, Phil. Go and hunt and eat your fill. We're safe as long as it's light. He knows what I mean, Mary, doesn't he?
Oh, faith, yes. He's running like the wind itself.
He'll cover 30 or 40 miles this day.
Tom, your eyes, are they no better?
They burn less, but I still can't see.
Sergeant Preston had headed north earlier than he had planned, prompted by a feeling of an anxiety about his new friends. He was about to stop his team and make camp in the fading daylight when King barked sharply and stopped.
Oh, hiya, Husky! What's the matter, boy? What is it, boy? A track. Well, that's Tara's track, but he's alone. Nothing's happened. All right, boy, after it.
King, on your Husky!
There it is again, Tom. And it's more wolves than one. They're answering each other. Oh, where could Tara be? It's been dark for hours.
Keep the fire bright, Mary. That'll keep the beasts away. If only I could see.
Tom, I've used the last of the wood.
Mary.
Yes, darling?
Give you the rifle handy.
It's here, across my knees.
And how many cartridges are left?
Four, Tom.
We must save two, just in case.
Oh, Lord, save us. Tom, I see it. And there's another. Wolves, Tom, their eyes like fiery coals. And more are coming. You hear them?
I'd rush them with his axe if I could see.
The moonlight reflected on the plain. Their shapes are like black shadows crossing it. And now there's another, a big one.
It's Tara. Tara! Tara, boy!
He's fighting three of them. But more are coming. Tommy can't laugh against them all.
Mary, listen, that's a dog's bark. Can you see?
That last one. It is a dog. Why, he's fighting at Tara's side. He's helping him. Tommy, it's King!
King? If it's King, Sergeant Preston must be here.
Oh, God be thanked, he's come.
The bright light of the fire played over the group around it as Sergeant Preston bent over Tara. The huge dog lay with his head on Mary's lap, his heaving sides covered with blood, his own and his enemy's. Six wolf carcasses made dark splotches in the snow that reflected the northern lights. Mary wept as she caressed the great dog.
Oh, Tara, my darling, what a brave stand you made.
How bad is he hurt, Mary?
Oh, his poor flanks are torn, and he's weakened to death. But Sergeant Willie died.
Tara's going to be all right, Mary. We'll give him time to get better, and I'll take you to your claim.
We owe our lives to these dogs and you, Sergeant. I don't know how to thank you.
I don't want any thanks, and neither do they.
Oh, look! Tara's tail! He's trying to show us he's all right.
Yes, King. Your friend is going to live.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at the same time and reach you from our transcription studios. Hal Neal speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.